DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Fuck it
up. Welcome to Not Another.
I know you so well.
She's in my head, man. She's in my head. Well, it is Not Another Podcast. I'm James. That's Danny. Samantha's over there. And that's all that's here. Just three of us. And then there were three. Three idiot immortals.
Yeah. Just farting around the universe after the world gets destroyed.
So, since we last talked, we had Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny had a birthday.
I did.
And then you were a superstar.
I was.
At a at the local mall.
Yeah.
Where you...
like every weekend?
Put on your Vaderachi costume and were the belle of the ball for a radio station.
Yeah, yeah. I actually got to hang out and do the Dia de los Muertos celebration at Lloyd Center, dressed up in my Vaderachi. And it was actually a lot of fun. And again, I was really hopeful that, you know, it was going to be kind of a thing. And so I showed up, and immediately people were like, oh, can I get a picture with you? It's like, fuck yeah, dude. This is what I'm talking about. And so there was about four kids who were genuinely terrified of me, one of which I actually took my mask off so they could see me. So it's like, hey, it's all right. I'm not hideous under here.
And that's when they ran away screaming.
Yeah. No, actually, they smiled at me, and then they got a picture with me. So it was like, oh, cool, that worked. But... yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. I only ended up spending about an hour there, but the guys who were running it, they thought it was fun as hell, too. So, good times on Saturday.
Yeah, they'd been on me since before Comic-Con
nice.
To get you there. And then, because of everything that happened, it just, like, went out of my mind.
And honestly, I wasn't even sure if it was still going to be a thing after everything had kind of fallen out. It was like, well, that's okay. It's no big deal. And well, then you give me a holler on, what was it, Thursday?
It was Halloween. And it was because that was the day I got rehired for part-time work.
Right.
It was Halloween. And as soon as the guy saw me who was running it, he came running up. He's like, hey, I haven't forgotten. I was like, oh, well, I did.
In there.
You can understand why, though.
Well, yeah. So. No, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. Friday, I took the day off on work because that was my actual birthday. Went out and played a round of golf, and apparently at Sahali, starting November 1st, if you pay for 18 holes, you can play as much as you want. You could be there all fucking day if you want. So, $22 in the can for 18 holes. I did two full sets rounds of golf. So, yeah, I was pretty tired, but honestly, I was still feeling pretty good on... after I got done. So I finished up, got home.
One of these days, you and I are going to have to go play golf.
Dude, fuck real, man.
I got clubs,
you...
but I never go.
Dude, you tell me the time and I'm there. Because honestly, I love that shit and I only do it once a year. So I suck, but I did okay.
Oh, dude, I suck. I know I suck, but you know what? It's being out.
Dude, it's fucking awesome. But yeah, it was after I got done with that, I got home, you know. The wife had gotten our pot roast started because that was my birthday dinner, you know, done up my grandma's style. So, you know, the russet potatoes cut into quarters, baby carrots on top of that, the meat and a can of cream of mushroom soup dumped on top. It was like, ooh, God, that's good shit. So got home, was
you
preparing
for that.
You
are a simple man, sir.
Fuck real,
with
man.
Simple tastes.
Fuck real.
Nothing
but it
wrong
was,
with that.
Hell no.
God bless you, sir.
And it was really cool, actually. I was sitting down just kind of watching whatever the fuck was on, and Travis actually pinged me. He was like, hey, I'm down here at Duffy's. You want to come down? I'll buy you a birthday beer. I was like, fuck real, dude. I'm there. The shit's like six blocks away from my house, so I was like, hell yes, dude.
Nice.
So went down there, had a couple of beers with Travis, got home, had some pot roast, good times. So, yeah, that was my birthday weekend in a nutshell. It was awesome.
And now tell everyone what Bree and I got you for your birthday / Christmas gift.
They got me my very own Captain America shield. 1-to-1 ratio, as far as I can tell. And so, yes, now I am all that is badass. And coincidentally, one of the very few birthday gifts I actually got this year.
I got you my friendship, so be happy.
Wait, I thought I got that for last Christmas.
That is worth its weight in Captain America's shield.
Christmas.
She kind of gets it.
I gave you my heart.
She never gives you the whole friendship. Spoonful
of Samantha makes the day go by faster. You know. Yeah,
you gotta
ration
that shit out until the next.
Just stretch it out. See, the nice thing about Sam and I having never met is, you know, our friendship has been stretched over the airwaves all these times.
Yeah.
When she meets me, she'll be done with me.
Yeah, fucker.
Yep, face to face. All right, that's the last time I'm talking to that asshole.
That's what. Oh.
Boo. I was led into a false sense of security.
He was much better at a distance.
Yeah, a true face for radio. A true face for radio.
So, Sam, how was your Halloween?
Quiet.
Insert crickets here?
Yeah, pretty much. our neighborhood did trick-or-treat night the Saturday before.
Boo.
So it was... Sorry, my cough will not let me go. Like, it's renewing itself now that the temperature dropped again, so I'm getting very irritated with it. Anyway.
Gotta quit that smoking, Sam. Crack cocaine kills, you know?
Yeah, that crack, man, can't get enough of that crack. So it was the day we came back from the cruise. It was that evening. Our friends lived down the road on some country land. And they're like, hey, can we park at your place and trick-or-treat? And we're like, heck yeah, come on. So there's a spot out back along our fence that they can park that's still, like, our land. And so they parked back there, and trick-or-treating was only, like, 2 hours long.
Boo.
And but I listened to the episode where I wasn't there, and you guys were talking about trick-or-treating. And, Danny, I had the same issues. Like, I wanted to give out candy for so long. In my apartment complex, there wasn't a lot of kids around, and for like 4 years, I never gave out candy, and I was super disappointed, so this was the first year I actually got to give out candy, and even though it was cold and rainy and shitty outside, I still got to give out candy and see all the cute little kids and teenagers in their barely costumes, so it was fun, even though I was sick the whole time.
Well, you know, to kind of repurpose from last episode. Fuck you, Sam.
What?
You gotta buy yourself a house. That's
fuck
what...
real. In a rich ass neighborhood,
yeah,
apparently.
So
God
the kids
damn it.
Come.
I'm not in a rich
bullshit
ass neighborhood.
Yeah, but apparently I have to be in one in Portland, so you know.
In Portland, if you're not
in Laurelhurst,
yeah,
you might as well just be on the fucking moon.
Yeah, they won't.
Well, volunteer for a trunk or treat.
See, I'm more...
Oh, Jesus. I thought she said trump or treat. I was like, what?
No, no. Volunteer for a trunk or treat. Those are fun. And you can decorate your car, decorate your trunk, like a big monster.
So it's like a tailgate party where kids come to your car?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Free candy inside the van, kids.
Well, it's an event that is community-driven,
like,
so everyone knows each other.
I know. But again, for me, I am not willing to evolve to my times. I'm just saying it. I'm putting it out there. I am not willing to evolve to this. God damn it. Children need to come to the houses to get the fucking candy. I ain't going to their goddamn parking lot where they get us all in a row. That's some bullshit. That's all I'm saying.
It's easier to identify than... Car
exactly.
Number 4, step forward, please.
No, it wasn't me. Goes in screen.
You can elaborately decorate your car. Like, I saw one where there was like this big red tongue coming out, and the trunk was a big monster, and the candy was in the mouth. It was really, it's cute.
It is very cute, and I concede to those who do it. But again,
it sounds like a police sting to round up pedophiles.
Right? You want to give out candy to kids out of your car? Come down to this parking lot.
Trunk or treat.
But it's not. Oh, my gosh. You guys are bastardizing the adorableness.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
You bastards.
Yeah, I know. But you love us. It's okay.
So earlier today, I stumbled across an article that really just kind of ruined my childhood. And
oh, no.
Apparently, that they have discovered that the T-Rex had feathers. And
yeah, they've been saying stuff like that, the Velociraptor was supposed to have feathers. And don't get me wrong, the likelihood is they probably did have some form of coarse hair.
Oh, yeah.
I don't necessarily know if I would buy that they were feathers, but coarse hair, I buy that, because honestly, why the fuck not? I mean,
well, apparently the T-Rex had a mullet of feathers, according to this article.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I would love to see, I'd love to be that dick with a time machine to go back and in a cartoon setting here, talk to a T-Rex and be like, so in the future they painted you as bald. And he's like, no way, bro. You see my sweet mullet I got? That's some fucking bullshit, bro.
I think it'd be interesting to have the time machine go back and take pictures of actual
dinosaurs
and then come back and go, fuck y'all.
Y'all are dumb. Where'd you get that? With my time machine. You have a
time machine? No. No.
What's a time machine? Who said time machine?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You guys going to do something about these dinosaurs or what?
Someone's throwing stuff.
Thank you for picking up on what I was putting down there.
You
going to build a fire or what?
I had that in my head. Like, I could see the scene in my head. I love that movie.
That shit is classic.
It's one of my most favorite quotable movies. I will quote that movie all the time.
Fuck real, dude.
We'll go down. We'll be driving. My wife and I will be driving. We'll go down a hill, and I'll just look at her and go, Yzma, put your hands in the air.
Ryan had never seen it before we started dating, so I was like, sit down. We are watching this.
Good call. Got to get the edumacation going.
It's funny. It's one of my favorites.
Josie and I have had a couple of instances where we were trying to drive somewhere, and we would get lost because somebody gave us shit directions. And we'd find ourselves there, and I'd get out of the car, and I'd go, how did we get here? By all accounts, it makes no sense.
Oh, we used it. I got to use it just the other day. We were driving up, because I had to go into fucking North Portland to do a medical exam for the TSA.
Gotcha.
And Breed got the directions, and we got halfway there, and the directions took us – ended up taking us back to the freeway. I was like, these are wrong. So she gets on her phone, and it starts going around like, apparently you pulled the wrong lever.
Why do you even have that lever? Love it. The new groovy quote.
Take it, crunk. Feel the power.
Oh
yeah.
I can feel it.
Patrick Warburton's my hero.
Fuck real, dude. I love that guy, especially when he did The Tick. That was just fucking priceless.
For me, like...
Have you seen him?
Yeah, Kronk is his, like, his high...
Oh, level. Dude, I love Kronk.
Like, he's fantastic.
But I that was the thing I loved about The Tick, was he was still Kronk because he's a dumb, muscle-bound moron, but with the sweetest intentions.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful just to see him actually act it out. It was like, God, that's so beautiful. So
did
stupid.
You see his cameo on the Orville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just need to eat food. We could just pound it. We have a second esophagus. Pound it.
Didn't he have, like, the nose that went into his belly? Or
yeah,
like
that?
That
attached to his
like
stomach. That was a second esophagus,
yeah.
So they could just pound food. Ryan and I quote that all the time. He looks at me and, like, we'll have food. And he's like, just pound it. Just pound food.
Just pound food. Fucking love that guy.
No, it's for me. I got a good friend. We saw Emperor's New Groove together, and it's that and the other movie that she and I will quote incessantly when we get together is Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Nice,
dude. I love that movie.
See, the two that Josie and I really pull from for like cartoon movies is Meet the Robinsons. We love that stupid movie. It was not a great movie by any stretch,
but it was horribly
entertaining.
Lines. My favorite thing to do is I'll make toast in the morning, and when the toast pops off, I'm like, hello, toast!
I love it. Of course, Josie and I will always...
look over at Bree, and she's just shaking her head.
We'll always quote Dumb and Dumber. It's kind of the seed that brought us together. So it's deep cored in, you know.
There are certain movies that you just, like, are you, so you can't quotable. Help it. There, I mean, there are tons of quotes in them that you can apply to situations all the time. And it's a great way to find your people.
Right, no shit, dude. Yeah, because honestly, I mean, shit, I was in middle school, and my buddy Drew and I, we grew up watching fucking Dumb and Dumber every day before and after school. So we had that fucker memorized by the time we hit middle school. So him and I were just fucking shooting lines at each other. And I want to say it was 7th grade. And my wife chimed in with the next line, and I was like, oh, we best friends now.
Well, we did. We did it at staycation with Johnny Dangerously. Oh, get this, folks.
Dude, it was fucking brilliant. Dude, Johnny Dangerously is another movie that's really underappreciated.
Oh my gosh, you fart again, ice hole. That's one of my favorite movies.
God, it's so beautiful.
My mother hung me by a hook once.
Once.
It shoots through schools.
See, that's a movie that not a lot of people have seen, and like no one out here that I know of has seen it. And I didn't know you guys had seen it, so that's like it just reaffirms that you are my people.
Are we best friends?
I'm trying to convince people to give it a chance. I'm like, no, you have to watch this freaking movie.
BFFMF.
Get them all together, put it in, and just make them watch it. No one leaves until this movie is over.
Yeah. So I want you to get my quotes when I fucking give them to you, jerks.
You fucking bastiches.
Bastiches. Still murdering the English language.
Mouth on that guy.
What a great movie. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long minute.
Yeah, I've got it here somewhere. I think I might watch it later tonight.
One of my favorite quotes that's kind of obscure is from Harlem Nights. You guys ever see that?
Oh, I love Harlem Nights.
Oh, dude. I love it because Red Fox has one of my favorite lines out of it.
Go on, shoot my pinky toe.
Well, not even that. She's in the kitchen. She's like, who the hell left a single drink of milk in the carton? He goes, drink the drink and shut the fuck up. It's like, God, I've used that so much. It's just so beautiful. But that movie in and of itself is super fucking fun for, like, the worst reasons, but so beautiful.
Sugar Ray's.
Yep. I killed her, man. Told her pussy up, huh? No, man, I actually killed her.
Oh, man.
So glad we don't have any censors on the show.
Show would be shut down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's always interesting when you're in a conversation with people and you drop a quote and like someone like, or
yeah,
they, you know,
exactly,
they drop
yeah.
another quote and it's like, oh, I knew there was a reason I liked you.
Right? No shit, dude. I've had many, many conversations that happen that way, and it's just like, oh hell yeah, dude, you know what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I find my friends.
So,
pop culture references is all I got.
It really is, folks. It's all.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you
it.
You got what I need.
Oh, baby.
So we've been we've been talking about doing something kind of special for a while, and it's happened. It's done, actually.
Well, it's moving in the directions of being completed.
So we've talked about doing something special on this channel. We all love old radio dramas.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Big Jim and I, back in the day, we were actually involved in one here in town. It was a short-lived thing. And that inspired Jim and I to write our own radio drama.
Hell yeah.
Well, that radio drama is going to be coming to Not Another Podcast.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Enjoy, Drew.
Tell people about it. Maybe they'll listen to our shit.
Well, I guess we got the All Things Z boys to appreciate it. Who
yeah.
really should.
And this, I think this will be right up their alley.
Oh, yeah.
The show is called Homestead, and it takes place in a world following a major worldwide pandemic. Thanks, anti-vaxxers.
Good for you.
It really is. So what happened was is I took the original script to Travis, our buddy Travis, and he loved it. The one note that he had is because it was originally zombies, and he said, "Well, what if it's not zombies?" And I went, "Well, then what is? What would they be so afraid of?" And so we kind of brainstormed, and we went, "Well, what if?" It was essentially a virus, but they didn't come back to life. It just
burned them down.
And then all that is left is like the worst of the worst people. You've got your doomsday preparers, your conspiracy theorists, your MAGA people, your fucking Trump supporters.
They would be the assholes to survive.
Of course they really would. They're like cockroaches. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And so that got me really thinking, and I made a few adjustments to the original script, got it cleaned up, and then I started writing more scripts.
All right.
And then I got some people that I worked with at the time. I got them the scripts. They all loved it. I got it recorded.
Nice.
I got it produced. Samantha did the end credits.
Yeah.
She did a beautiful job, even though she was sick. You won't be able to tell.
Nah, that sultry voice.
Danny's going to be part of it here in...
Hopefully soon.
Samantha will be part of it, other than reading the credits.
Yes.
But I think the first episode is going to drop November 30th.
Nice.
And I'm really, really proud of it. I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
As you should be.
But, yeah, so we've talked about that for a number of years, and now it's finally going to happen. We're going to have something other than this shit... on this channel.
Well, yeah.
I say channel as if it's a channel, but it's a website.
It's a thing. Damn it.
And just like with this shit, you'll be able to get it on iTunes. And I'm actually trying to figure out where else I can put it. Some other places I can put it that people might be able to.
I'm sure there's iTunes, somewhere you could
do it. Stitcher, Pandora. You could do it on. You can put it on YouTube and just put an image in the background. You can put it on. Oh my gosh, there's another site. Hold on. Well, let me
in
see.
Theory, couldn't you start a LinkedIn account?
You can put it on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why not. Radio Public.
You can put it on Radio Public. You can put it on Luminosity, even though they're the a-holes that were stealing everyone's work.
Yeah, but if I'm putting it up there, they can't steal it.
Post it on Reddit. Post,
I was actually just hoping that Samantha and the guys that it's all been done before would just pick it up and I wouldn't have to deal with it.
Right. Just
well, unfortunately, we went a different way. We actually let go of all of our non-produced in-house people, and we moved everyone to the Friends of list.
Boo.
Which you guys are on.
Well, yay, but boo.
Okay, but boo. Guess we'll take what we get.
I mean, I post the links everywhere that I post Radio Hour stuff, so.
Awesome.
But yeah, I still got a lot of stuff I got to figure out with it.
All right.
I want to put together a Facebook page for it. And I did get an image made this weekend that I kind of like.
Nice.
But all that's kind of falling by the wayside because all I want to do is work on new episodes.
That's fair.
So.
Well, the cool thing is if you get all of your episodes written out, dialed out the way you want them done, then it just becomes a production machine. You know,
you get to do
one thing after the other, one thing after the other. Once all those are done, then you can just throw it out into the ether and then work on the PR aspect of it.
I will tell you, though, that working on episode one, there was a lot of times I was like, what the fuck am I doing? This is too much work. I can't fucking... Oh, this sucks. No one's going to listen to this. Fuck it. Just shut it now. Oh, wait, this fit. Okay, next.
Okay. Yeah, it's like golf, you know? I hate golf. Hey, nice shot. I love golf. Yeah, it's the same principle.
It was... what was really exciting for me was when we did our first table read.
Gotcha.
Getting everyone together because all this time I've been writing episodes, I just heard it in my head.
Well, yeah.
But when you hear the other voices and it starts to come to life, it's like, oh,
that's so cool.
This is awesome.
But what else is fun is that can change your perspective on a character. Like you can see a character one way, and then someone else, you sort of let them interpret it their way and you're like, oh my God, that's what it was meant to be, you know, or it just confirms, no, my thought was originally better. So it's just, it's fun to see how it also evolves when you involve other people.
Well, and it was also nice too, that when we recorded it, I didn't have to give a lot of direction. I probably should have given more direction.
Probably.
But I was really like, it's that whole first time director thing.
That's fair.
You know,
you don't really want to step on the talent's toes, but at the same time,
and most everyone read exactly what I wanted. And, and there was a couple lines I had people do over again because what they were doing was good, but I needed more emphasis on it. So, but I think I'm going to be a much more hands-on director.
James is going to show up with the dark sunglasses, the beret, the stripe fucking...
Not that hands-on.
All right, you bitches. You do it my way or you don't do it at all.
We're going to do this 127 times.
And then we will record it.
That's only when I get Danny to voice.
Yeah, pretty much. That's okay.
Because he likes the repetition.
Damn right I do. Hey, man, repetition begets bettering.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I just realized, Samantha, I've got a part for you in episode 4.
Whiz!
How well do you die?
I've died several times on Radio Hour.
So there you go.
Well, grade A professional death dealer right there.
It's great because Danny's character will be flirting with you the whole time.
Yeah, gonna bookmark.
So that's what kills me, disappointment.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. Little bit of shame because I'm sure they're just.
So you've read the script. Parts.
Yeah.
Okay. I told you we're just connected mentally. I got you.
Clearly. You guys suck.
Just tell me what kind of death you want. Do you want serious, comedic, how am I dying? And then I'll read the script. So I'm just.
Yeah, read the script and then we'll figure out a time that we can work on it because now I know that you can record at home.
Yeah.
And the stuff you sent me for the credits was really good.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah,
I actually got to hear
that
today.
It was a lot cleaner than I thought it would be, so.
Well, what's fun is, like, what the room that will be my office,
Yeah. We
don't know if it was, like, soundproofed at some point because it's a deadened sound in there.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's not a lot of echo. There's not a lot of stuff. So, I mean, once I decorate and get more stuff in there, like, you know, a rug on the floor and, you know.
Really deaden the sound, yeah.
It'll deaden it even more.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Hell
the,
yeah.
The only thing that bugs me right now, and the average listener is not going to be able to tell, but I can tell.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Is when I record people on different mics.
Oh, the quality is a little bit different.
Yeah, quality's. I've been able to hide most of that.
I'm pretty sure nobody is actually going to notice except you.
Hardcore audiophiles will.
Well, yeah, but how many of those do we actually have listening to this shit? Thinking, you know, I really fucking love this show, but God, Sam's mic is garbage. Fucking hate it.
Well, if they're listening to a podcast, they're not going to. But clearly. If they're going to listen to an audio drama,
and
you know,
that's
they're
going
to spend the time to listen to that. And again, these are just the first two episodes are done. We're going to record the next two in the next couple of weeks.
Sweet.
Danny, I might actually have you record sooner.
Okay, that's fine.
But, yeah, it depends. It all just depends on scheduling and shit like that. Now that the two episodes are done, I'm raring to get voices recorded for the next two.
So should I whip out my Fargan Bastardo?
Save that for season 3.
Yes!
But yeah, I was
on the horizon,
Danny,
boys and girls.
This past weekend, I outlined 3 seasons worth of this.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So, and the plan right now is 1 episode per month, probably end of the month.
Right.
The seasons are 11 episodes long.
Nice.
So, we'll get a month off to, you know, especially if I do cliffhangers, which I will. But, yeah, I've got a lot of really fun ideas and things like that. And I've got people to bounce ideas off of. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, they read the scripts and they go, hey, this is great, but what about this? And I'm really open to suggestion. And if it works, then I use it. If not, well, thank you
eat
for
shit.
Your suggestion. But shit.
fuck you, so, bro.
No, Danny, you actually had a great suggestion on the first episode.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something that I had thought of.
Right.
But then when I changed it and then hearing it, it really worked. And you got to hear the final episode here before we went on air. Sam, right. I got to figure out a way to get these to you so you can hear them.
Okay.
Because I think they're too big to email, so I might Google them to you.
Google okay. Drive.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, for me, when I read through the first episode, honestly, when I read anything, you know, just like with you with writing, you know, you hear it in your own voice. You hear yeah. it in the voice of the characters you think are on the page. And so it's like the only real suggestion I had was just for one particular moment to be kind of addressed a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Just because that's how I felt the human element of it would be. And that's really the only side I come from. I am not a writer. I am not a very good writer, if that. But I sense
actually,
that.
Samantha, I should get you linked into the scripts because as a writer, I think you would have a good perspective on what's going on.
I will look at whatever you would like me to.
Really?
That's awesome. Me, not you.
Not that.
Man, why you gotta ruin my good times?
Dear Samantha, here's a picture of my drip pan. Love, Danny. Bookmark it.
Bookmark this shit.
So hard.
So fucking hard. Pound it.
Yeah.
Pound it.
Pound it.
Pound food.
Just pound food.
But no, it's. I will say this. Doing it, it would have been much easier to do this with zombies.
True.
It's now harder. It's more challenging. And honestly, I think it's far more frightening.
Oh, why? Because honestly, it grounds itself in a bit more of a relatable reality.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, zombies are getting a little played out these days. Not saying they're a bad thing, not saying they're not always done right.
If I had done this, you know, 5 years ago.
Oh, dude. Top of yeah. pinnacle of the fucking everybody would be on it.
But I honestly believe that sitting in a world where the fear is getting the illness,
mm-hmm.
it's dealing with the people who have the illness and have found ways to kind of stave it off at the cost of their humanity.
Right.
It's the people who do survive and what becomes of them. You know, I mean, let's face it, the scariest monster imaginable is people.
Well, yeah.
And that's exactly what this is. It's like, okay, you've got this group that are striving to come together and build a better society than what was ruined. And then it's all the worst of the worst who are carving out, you know, bits of the world for themselves because they think they deserve it or they own
right.
it. Or they have the guns to,
Well, and that's the thing, too, is it's like, one of the reasons I have always argued that 28 Days Later is not a zombie film, but it kind of has that feel to it to some degree. The reason why I've always felt like 28 Days Later was such an amazing movie was because it did the exact same thing, where it pitted people against your survivals. The creatures, the infected, essentially, are the monsters in the dark that you're always worried about, but they're not really what's scary.
Yeah.
They're not the thing that concerns you the most. In that movie, the most terrifying aspect of it is the fucking soldiers. Like, they bring them in under the guise of, yeah, we got you, we're going to protect you. By the way, you know, we're going to need some things from you. And, you know, it becomes more of a, okay, these guys aren't out for our best interest. Yeah. They're out for their best interest. And we got monsters outside the door. So it's like monsters inside, monsters outside. How do you survive? Enjoy.
And that's kind of where I'm going with this. And it's also about, like, I've got three main characters.
Right.
And each of the first three seasons, there's an overarching arc for one of the characters.
Gotcha.
And basically what we figured out is they work together as mind, body, and soul.
That's fair. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because the plan is I need these characters to go through these things because my my idea is that if we get to a season four, all of these people are now finally on the same page. They're all working uh-huh. together. And with that, then there's, then we're dealing with outside stuff.
Right.
I mean, throughout the each season, you're dealing with outside, but you're also dealing with internal.
Right.
You know, and it's really interesting. And one of the hardest things for me to do is to plant seeds for future episodes and things like that. It's a little easier now that I've got like full outlines and stuff.
Right.
I can kind of go, okay, what's coming up? What can I start setting down?
What's going to lead into
and
this?
What yeah. happens though is a lot of times is that I'm doing that without realizing I'm doing that.
That's the best way to do it.
Because yeah. you and I, I and Travis were discussing episode 5, and I was relating that I didn't have like an arc for the episode.
Right.
Like I knew like the general direction of the episode, but I wanted an arc, and I think it was you who suggested something specific.
Right.
And then Travis kind of brought up something, and I was like, oh crap, the seeds were already laid for that because mm-hmm. you know. On this episode, this happened, so this is like, and we all figured it out, and it's like, oh, that's going to be a great episode.
And this vague explanation of all the shows.
You will have to wait for the episodes.
Yeah.
Keep it vague.
Yeah. I don't want to give anything away, because again, I'm really excited about it, and now that, again, there's two episodes in the can ready to go.
Gotcha.
So, November and December.
Mm-hmm.
End of the month, I'm looking at. So between 30th and 31st, depending on when the month ends.
Yeah.
Or 28th, in the case of February.
Hey, whatever. Fuck February.
Fuck
it. Fucking leap year.
We'll skip that. Offer a double episode in January so we can skip February.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they're not going to tack off the extra
2nd,
couple of days.
And Yeah.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Jerks. You'll get an episode on March 2nd and March 31st. What should have been the 31st
Why
of
not
February.
March 1st?
Because that'd only be
then
February 29th.
Because if you do it March 2nd, and then you're shortchanging March.
Fuck March.
March is a good month.
It's okay.
Spring break is in March.
It's okay. It's not great.
St. Patty's Day is in March.
It's no September.
What's in September?
Fuck real. Fall starts, bro.
Fuck September.
And it's clearly no November.
I mean, October is the best month.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, no arguing that.
But, you know, November's pretty solid, too.
So what's the second best month?
November.
Okay, wait. if October is the best month and February is the just the dregs of the year of the calendar.
Yeah, fuck February.
I'm not a big fan of January.
A lot of unrealized expectations
April sucks
placed upon
taxes.
Well, and honestly, that's the only reason why I've ever actually accepted February under any guise, is that's when I usually do my taxes. But I usually don't get my tax return until March, so March is better for me. Just saying.
May is a decent month.
May's a good month.
May is a nice month. Single syllable, quite
I like
enjoyable.
June and July.
Yep,
June,
July.
And July.
Those
are good
ones.
Ones.
Yeah.
August.
Nah.
Too hot. Too hot and
this
unenjoyable.
Weird conversation.
As opposed to all the other great conversations we've had.
And the satanic December, where all obligations are fulfilled or needed. Swear to God, every fucking year, it's like Josie and I will have long periods where, you know, we actually don't have any obligations. You know, nobody calls on us. Nobody really needs anything from us. We'll do a couple of small things here and there. But fucking December. Every fucking December, I never get a weekend to myself.
December is the most torturous month for me. I fucking hate December. Now, I'm a fairly patient person.
To some degree.
Thank you. My wife would agree. But December is just a true test of, like, I don't understand why we have to wait to get all those presents.
Well, and that's just
why
it. It's like,
why can't we have presents all month?
Well, and that's the thing, too. It's like, you know, I'm okay with
and
the whole...
And anyone who says tradition, fuck you.
No.
Wait, do you mean getting presents or buying presents?
I'd go either way.
Both. Well, and at the flip side of that coin, I understand where you're coming from as
if
far as, like, the
wife,
getting.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about December and, you know, having the 25th be the day of presents, it does lead some anticipation, which is kind of nice because it's something to look forward to. And it's damn close to the end of the month.
Then why don't we just spread it out and you get a present from starting December 1st, you get a present.
But
and then you get a present a day until the 25th. And then you get 25 days of presents.
I don't understand why it matters.
Or you could be a Jew. You get at least 8 days. That's more than
one.
See,
I'm fine with that.
That's better.
I just don't. I don't like. I really don't like the waiting. It is. It's torture. It's ridiculous.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's bullshit. Is what.
Fucking hate it. I actually don't have a problem with the waiting to get, but as far as like the waiting to give,
I don't even like the waiting to give. I buy a present, I want to give it to my wife or whoever right away.
That's fair.
I've had that present for you since fucking August.
Oh my gosh, I've had Ryan's Christmas present. He's streaming upstairs, so I can't be too loud. I've had his main Christmas present for months.
And it's killing you, isn't it?
It is. It's murderous. I got it right after his birthday, which is in April, because it's an early edition and it was on sale. And I was like, if I don't get it now, I will never find it again. So I had to get it at that time. And I was like, nah. So I've been sitting on it. But I'm with you, Danny. I hate waiting to give people their presents because I want to, I love the satisfaction of giving something to someone. And it's so fun for me. Like I can wait to get all the presents in the world. That's fine.
Right.
But I give you your present. It drives me mad. And Ryan's so chill. He's just like, no, wait. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. You want your present now.
Bree and I decided because we're going to go to Disneyland for Christmas, we're going to buy everyone's Christmas presents early.
Right.
Really smart thing to do on our part. Because it's like, it's done. We don't have to worry about it. We got Travis a Saber Forge Obi-Wan Kenobi lightsaber. I've been sitting on that since March. And it was killing me. And then I got a box to put it in to make it look like an ancient old box and everything. And I fucking stained it to make it look old and stuff. I got all this great stuff. And it was killing me because every day I was like, oh, I've got a present for you and I can't say shit. And I can't wait to because I know you're going to love it. So the day we got fired, he came over. Or a couple days after we got fired, he came over and I just gave it to him. I was like, because I don't know what's going to happen.
That's fair.
You know, I don't know. You know, I mean, you could get a job and move and shit. So I gave it to him. And it was so worth the wait. But it was like, it's the same reaction I would have got if I'd given it to him the day I
right.
You know.
So. Well, and the thing about it is, like, for me, like, around Christmas time, particularly with my wife, like, my family, I don't have a problem holding on to their gifts until Christmas because most of the time I don't get to see them until Christmas anyway,
see,
so it works out.
Yeah.
But, like, my wife, the one thing I love about Christmas, and don't get me wrong, every time I've gotten her something, I've always been super excited to give it to her just right out the gate, like, fuck, I want you to have it now so you can play with it. One of the things I've been enjoying is misleading her. So I will I will find weird boxes, weird oblong shapes, and I learned how to wrap some odd shit just to throw her off the scent of what I got her. Case in point, one year when I bought her her easel, her art easel, I bought her a bunch of paintbrushes, paints, a palette, and a bunch of other stuff. And I was like, fuck, how am I going to wrap this? And I was looking around the house, and we had, like, some of those clothes boxes and shit like that. And I was like, no, fuck that. So I found a box, an old pizza box, in our recycling. And I was like, I like that. So I pulled it out. I cleaned it out, made it nice and pretty, you know, and fucking got everything just stacked into this one box. All the paints, all the fucking brushes, the palette, and all that shit. Had it inside the pizza box, and I wrapped it so she could see the cut corners of it. And she's like, did I get a pizza for Christmas? I was like,
yeah, but you gotta eat it now.
And that fucker sat under the tree for days, and she was just like,
she's like, why did I marry this guy?
So from that point on,
cheap bastard.
I have just been a jerk about shit. Not in the worst way, you know. It's like I don't wrap up a ring box or something like that with, you know, stuff like that. No, no, no. If I get her a ring, I buy a big fucking box, like one of those, you know, 12 by 12 monsters. Yeah. I pack that fucker with some goofy shit. In the middle, I'll put another box, a smaller one, so I could tape the ring box onto it, wrap the ring box, set it on top of that, close the bigger box, wrap the bigger box. So when she opens it up from the top, she's going to see a bunch of stuffing shit, find the one box, and there's the little fucker. I love doing stupid shit like that. So that, to me, is super fun, because if I wrap it too obvious, it's almost too easy. She's very perceptive about it. You know, it's like when she tells me what she actually wants, when she fucking tells me.
They never tell.
Fuck real. When she actually tells me, I have to be clever about it, because a lot of the times the shit that I'll get either doesn't have a prepackaged box that it'll come in, or it'll be small individual stuff that I have to figure out a clever way to combine and not make it look like something. So it's, I think that's the funnest part about Christmas for me with my wife, is how am I going to throw her off the scent this year? How am I going to make it
so unobvious? So how are you going to throw her off the scent this year?
Well, this year we're on a very, very tight, tight budget, so we're not going to have nearly as much fun as we did years previous. So I have a couple ideas, but again, I'm going to have to step my game up, because the few things I want to get her don't have boxes, and they're oblong as shit. So if I just wrap paper around it, she'd know exactly what it was. So
the cruelest thing, the cruelest Christmas I ever did was to my brother. He was 10, I think, really into G.I. Joe at the time.
Nice.
And we got taken on like a major shopping trip. We were living in Newport at the time. We got taken to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of money because I had a job. So I went full hog.
Weren't you fancy?
Nice.
I went full hog with my Christmas gift giving.
Hell yeah.
And I bought my little brother like all the guys he wanted and a bunch of vehicles. And then we got home, and I individually wrapped everything.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a huge box. I mean, huge box.
Like a refrigerator box?
Dude.
Nice. Those are the best.
And I filled it like halfway with packing peanuts, put all the individuals in there, and then filled it to the top, and then wrapped that. By the way, do you know how many rolls of wrapping paper it takes to...
Do a refrigerator box? Fuck real, dude. Not gonna lie.
So Christmas Day comes, and it was so big it couldn't fit in the tree. So I had my dad help me hide it.
Right.
So my dad and I, like, we're opening presents and everything, and my brother thinks he didn't get anything from me.
Aww.
And he saw my mom get this great gift, and my sister got all these CDs, and my dad got the, and he was like,
aww.
And then we were all done. And he's kind of feeling bad. I mean, he got good stuff. But he was like,
Okay.
My brother hates me.
Right.
So mom gets up to start working on dinner. And my dad and I go out and we get the box for him. And we bring it in. And we're making like, oh, this thing is so heavy. God, what is it? We set it down in front of my brother. And my mom comes in and she's like, what the hell did you get him? And so he opens it up and it's just peanuts.
Wow.
And he's like, what? I was like, well, there must be something in there.
Start digging, bro.
Get to tunneling.
So he gets in. The first thing he finds is an action figure. And it's, you know, it's on a little card. Oh, yeah. He's like, all this for this? And my mom looks at me and she's, that's cruel. I was like, do you really think that's the only thing in there? And he looks at me and then looks back at the box and he gets in the box.
There you go. That's how you do it.
And it took him like 15 minutes to, but he's throwing peanuts out.
Oh yeah.
Because he can't find anything. Apparently what had happened is they had all somehow settled to the bottom.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So he finally gets everything out and my mom's like, well, now you got to clean it up. And there's peanuts.
Ever. Oh no!
Peanut fight!
And my brother looks at me and is like, will you help? I was like, it's not my present.
I didn't fucking chuck him everywhere, dude.
So he spent, it was 15 minutes digging him out. It was like almost 2 hours cleaning up.
Oh, no!
So all the time he could have been unwrapping and playing with all his new toys, he spent.
Oh, you're a dick, bro.
I was forbidden after that to do anything like that again. So the next year I just used like packing tape, like a whole roll of packing tape on his present so he couldn't get in.
Yeah. See, Josie and I have done shit like that. We bought a DVD for a buddy of ours. It was something he was looking for a long time, and his birthday is November 5th. And so we got it for him for his birthday, but Josie is, she's kind of a sadist when it comes to wrapping presents. She likes to torture people. So she wrapped it in one layer of wrapping. Completely covered it in electrical tape for the second round. Completely wrapped it again with that zip line fucking shit. The, you know, the...
Zip ties?
No, not the zip ties. The stuff you use around presents, you know, to make it look nice.
Oh, ribbon.
Yeah, the types of ribbon, but it was that thin shit, so yeah. It was really hard to break. So she fucking wrapped it, tied it, all the way around this fucker, and then wrapped it again. And put, like, nice decorations around the top. And we went out to dinner, so we're at the fucking Roadhouse. had to do it. Roadhouse. But we were out there, and he's super excited because he's not sure what the hell it is, but we were really happy that we got it for him. He gets through that first layer, and he sees all the tied-off fucking ribbons. And he's like, aww. So he's digging at it with a fucking butter knife because that's all we had. And he couldn't breach it for shit. He finally started working it to where he could pull it off to the side. And as soon as he got past the first layer, he started to see the electrical tape underneath. And she's like, dude. Dude, he spent probably the better part of a half hour, 45 minutes just trying to get past the electrical tape.
Because I am who I am, anytime I know I'm getting presents, I bring a knife.
That's
I'm
smart.
Not even fucking around
That's
anymore.
Smart. Yeah, no, it's very, very smart because honestly, I mean, even like today, you know, with my awesome Captain America goodness, the fucker had the zip ties holding it into a
and
fucking
a
box on
it
box.
Was, it was easy to get into because Bree wrapped it.
That's fair. Thank
she,
you, Bree.
She wouldn't go for any of my suggestions. I
Thank
was gonna
you,
make
Bree.
Work for it.
Well, and that's the thing. My wife loves to make people fucking work for it. She loves to torture them.
When she was wrapping it, I took, I think it's over here. Maybe not. Somewhere around here, we've got a big roll of clear packing tape.
Nice.
And I walked in when she was doing it. I was like, use this. She's like, no, I've got to. I was like, no, use this. She goes, I'm not going to do that.
Thank you, Brie. I do appreciate you.
She doesn't like doing stuff like that. It's like. But it's fun.
It is. It is fucking funny. However, my wife takes it to the next level. She is trying
See,
to
cool
find new ways to torment my family.
We have a nephew now and in a couple years.
Yes.
I'm going to start doing that.
Oh, do the refrigerator box thing again. Yes.
Oh, man.
So let me ask you guys a question. Having been in relationships longer than I have, what, who do you all get presents for every year and why?
Most of the time for Josie and I, it really depends on who we're spending Christmas with. If we're spending it with my family, we'll try to get presents for whoever's planning to be at Christmas. If we're spending it like with her family, we'll do it for her brothers, her mother, her grandmother, her uncle, and try to do all the people that'll actually be in the house at the time. When we do our Christmases by ourselves, and we try to do those every third year, because basically since, you know, being married, you get cut between two families.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of 1 year we'll do them, the other year we'll do them, and the third year it's just for us. So that year we will just buy for each other. If we think of something small and fun or something like that that we just got to send to somebody, we will do that. But most of the time they get cards when they're not the house that we're spending it at. So it's one of those things where since our budget usually is pretty tight in and of itself, we can't really afford much. So we tend to try to ball on a budget the best we can, even when we are with our families. But for the most part, yeah, that's the only people we genuinely buy gifts for. Everybody else gets the Christmas card and thank you, you know, you're awesome.
The salute?
Pretty much.
For Brie and I, it's always her family because we always spend Christmas with her family.
That's fair.
If we plan ahead and we know, we'll buy presents for my mom because it means we're going to go down and see her.
Right.
Because she's the closest one. And then we'll buy presents for specific people in our lives that we know that we will see.
Right.
Last 2 years, Danny's gotten a present.
Yes.
So he's like family now.
Yay!
Travis got a gift this year. But it really comes down to who we know we're going to see.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's basically the same thing. It's like...
We still want to get your wife something because we love her, but she's super fucking hard to shop.
Horrible. Horrible. She is the worst. Like, even my brother, when we were growing up, I could coax something out of him. My sister, I could coax something out of him. My mom, my dad, no problem. I coax something out of him. My wife, nah, she wants for absolutely fucking nothing.
Yeah, my wife's the same way.
It is the most frustrating, infuriating thing I've ever experienced in my life for the last fucking 15 years.
I could literally not buy anything for my wife for Christmas or her birthday or anything, and she'd be happy.
See, and my wife would be the same.
Irritates me.
It would piss me off more than it would piss her off.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I'm on the same page because honestly, it's like for birthdays, I try to do events. So it's like when her birthday comes, you know, usually she'll take like the whole week off or something like that, or even the couple days around it. I will make a point to, you know, take her out to the museum or take her out to dinner, take her to a show or try to get a show so we can plan ahead, you know, yeah. And have it. And that's the stuff that she really loves. Still infuriates the fuck out of me because I can't wrap any of it. And, you know, and I know that's fickle, but at the same time, it's like, I love giving gifts to my wife. It's something that I enjoy doing more than probably anybody else. And she is the hardest fucking person to shop for. Like, she might say something along the lines of, we'll be walking through a store, and she go, oh, that's kind of neat. And immediately my brain's like, I need to get that. Because
yeah, even
that
if
was
they
the
show,
only
like,
cue.
Slight interest,
yeah, just
it's
the
like,
smallest.
She wants it! Get it!
Dude, fuck real. And honestly, it's like, and I talked to her about it. It's like, sweetheart, would you want that? And she's like, no, I don't want it.
I do the same thing. Oh my gosh.
The one I get.
Be nice to your boy. Come on.
Well, my family had to finally say, because I mean, anytime my family is like, well, what do you want? I'm like, oh, just give me stuff for the dogs. You know, food, toys, you know, whatever. Just give me stuff for the dogs. That's all I want. That's all I need. I don't need anything. Just give me stuff for the dogs. And just, it was like the year before last, my mom was like, no, what do you want? And like, they've had to force me to tell them things that I would like. Yeah. Because I'm like, okay, I know, you know, not everyone has the finances to get things. I know that the things I want and need are a little expensive because, you know, I'm doing editing stuff. I need software. I need, you know, things like that. So it's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, I'll save up and get it myself. It's fine. I don't mind. I'm like your wife, man. I could not get a present and I'd be perfectly fine. Just spend time with me. Like,
pain
that's cool.
In the ass.
Dude, okay, look. Hands, and I tell my wife this all the time. It's a given we're going to spend time together.
Oh, yeah. That's
me
pretty
giving
mean.
You a gift adds to the enjoyment of it. I like the reaction when I give you something that you want as a present.
Yeah.
It's from me, it's a show of affection and appreciation.
Totally.
That's what a present is. It's
right?
Me showing you in a physical form that you matter to me.
I got my wife
so
to write
me. So tell
me
what you fucking want.
I got my wife to actually write me a list. Because I told her, I was like, sweetheart, you have to give me a list. So
I
here,
tried that once.
Here is the bullshit.
Once.
This is the shit that she put on the list. She had a couple of good items on there that I thought were genuinely pretty good. But then she started doing things like a year season pass to the ballet. And I was like, for both of us. And I was like, okay. Okay, cool.
She's like, this is why I don't give you lists.
Right below that was another large trip. So a large trip for us is any ocean traversing.
Yeah.
The only exception would be like Mexico. But honestly, yeah, it's like she wants another big trip. And it's like, dear,
dude.
She's doing it so you won't get her anything. She's putting
and
all these in.
It pissed me off. I was like, no, you need to edit this shit now. I mean, like, the most expensive thing that she had on there at the time was her Apple computer. She wanted a Mac, you know, a home computer. And so she was thinking like some small, you know, tiny little itty bitty fucker, you know, the individual has everything inside this screen. It's just a keyboard and shit. Yeah. Nah, nah. I went out and I bought the fucking $1,700 monster.
Oh, that's what I want.
That'll show her.
Dude, it made me so fucking happy because
here you go, bitch.
Fuck real, dude. And it was one of those things where it's
Did you throw it at her too?
No, no. This was last year, and this was the last of my funny money that I had out of my inheritance. So basically, I had taken about $1,200 out of my inheritance, plus like the $500 that we had for each other, and I blew it all on this computer. Originally, I had bought like the $1,100 one, which was okay. It wasn't great. It didn't really have some of the bells and whistles that the upper models did. Yeah. And I immediately was like, oh, buyer's regret. Fuck, that was stupid. So I went back the next day, swapped it out, paid an extra like $400, got her the upgraded monstrosity. And
she doesn't use it.
Oh, no, she does. She does. It's one of those things, though.
She's like a cat and just plays with the box.
I'm not going to lie. There is an aspect to her that I understand this. She's wanted this computer for a long time, mostly for like the Rosetta Stone that we've bought and have not been able to use because all of our computers have always been hot garbage and they can't handle it. We got the Spanish thing a long time ago, and we had Latin and a bunch of other shit too, and she's really excited about getting that. The problem with my wife is that her day-to-day job, she stares at a computer screen.
Yeah.
She sits in a chair and stares at a computer screen, and that is 90% of her job. So when she comes home, she doesn't think of her computer as a source of entertainment. She sees it as going back to work. And that's something that we've been working on real hard to try to get her. It's like, sweetheart, you're doing this because you want to do it, not because you have to do it, you know. But other than that, she loves, like, the Procreate that's on her iPad because she can move that to her computer and do his shit there. So it had a lot of really cool implications. But, yeah, I was pissed. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to get her the biggest, baddest motherfucker they make. Had to go out and buy a desk, like, 2 days later because we didn't have one big enough to handle it. And so it was like, yeah, triple presents. Boom!
Well, so the reason I asked the question is, like, who do you get presents for? Is because this is something, like, Ryan and I have, like, you know, we're learning things. And he doesn't understand, like, why would I give presents to someone? You know, like, it's just not him, you know? And one of the things, in my family, we always gave presents. It was, we always mailed presents to family members that aren't in town. So, if you're a friend, you know, so everyone always got presents. If you leave on a trip, you bring back trinkets. You know, it's just something that I always grew up with. So now Ryan and I are just like last year I went ham on presents for all of our friends and their kids and all that. His mom is like now insisting to get me presents, and to me, like, that's uncomfortable for me. I'm just like, no, I'm good. And she's like, no, what do you want? What do you want? And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. So, but like, we went on the cruise and I was like, okay, we have to get my mom something. We have to get your parents something. We have to get your sister something. Let's get April and Jay's kids something. Those are our best friends here. We spend every single Friday with these people. So, yeah, let's get something for their kids.
Right,
yeah.
Now, they have a 7 and a 3-year-old and one on the way. I was like, so let's just get something small for them. We were going to get the mini ears, and they have some really unique ones on the cruise line. They're super cute. They were $27 each. I was like, nope.
So, yeah.
I've always been a gift giver, and last year I got everyone presents, and this year we're only getting the kids presents because we are a little tighter on money. But there's three children.
Gotcha.
Our friend's daughter, and then the two that have the two kids and one on the way. So I'm like, we got to get presents. And he's like, why? I'm like, we spend every weekend with these people. We care about them. So we are getting them presents. So I don't understand his lack of understanding.
Well, and honestly, it's like, You know, the trinkets when you go on holiday and things like that, I'm with you on that. Honestly, I used to fucking stockpile shot glasses and random things to hand out to family members. You know, like my dad and my grandmother were the easiest because they wanted a shot glass. You know, but it was like I'd find stupid shit wherever we went, and I would bring it home and disperse amidst the families, you know. But the one thing, I understand kind of where you're coming from, Sam, with the uncomfortableness of, you know, people being like, oh, we want to get you something. What do you want? So I started telling people, iTunes gift cards. You want to throw $5 on a gift card?
Yeah.
Fucking send it my way. I'll be tickled sideways. Because well, honestly...
Go ahead, finish up.
Oh, yeah. And for me, it's like I always tell people, it's like I listen to music day in and day out.
Yeah.
It's like I go to work and that's the first thing I do is I throw my headphones in, I find something, or I just hit shuffle and let it ride. And there is still a copious amounts of music that I don't always feel so great about, you know, finding the bad no-no ways. So, and I do have certain artists that I do want to support. And again, this is very easier, much easier for me, because most of the time when I do that other way, I'm getting it through friends. But it's like I always tell people...
Why did you look at me?
Because.
Yeah.
But that's just it. It's like, for me, that's the easiest out. It's like $5 on an iTunes gift card, dude, that'll get me a couple of new songs. I'll fucking marathon listen to them all year round. That is a gift that literally keeps on giving for me. So I've been trying to tell people that, and they just don't do it.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, for me, I settled on, like, I like cozy things. I like slippers. I like blankets. I like big, thick, fuzzy socks. You know, so I'm like, just cozy, comfy things. Because I'll use them all winter long. So, like, I've gotten slipper socks that are super just thick and fuzzy, and I love them. And she made me a huge blanket last year.
Nice.
And so it's like, cool. We've found a good middle ground. Now I don't have to feel so awkward, but I'm like, oh man, I don't know. And this is the first year our families are going to meet each other because they're all coming here for Thanksgiving.
Nice. That should be fun. Good luck with that.
I don't know how to do.
My in-laws and my family met once.
Don't burn the goddamn turkey.
Once.
And that was when we got married.
And that's why you only spend Christmas with Bree's family.
No, it's because my dad lives across the country and my mom lives on the coast.
Oh, jeez.
So.
Well, and that's the thing for me, too. It's like my wife's family lives in Malala, and my family, 90% of it now, actually lives out in fucking, like, Prineville.
Yeah.
And my sister lives a little further than that. But, yeah, it's like they're all Eastern Oregon or Southern Oregon. It's like, fuck you guys. There used to be a time where you assholes lived here. It made things so much easier, yeah, but no.
I would give my left testicle to spend Thanksgiving with my dad again. Because they do the full spread, but then afterwards it's a Monopoly marathon.
Nice.
I don't really want to play. I want to film. Because you've never seen a group
of motherfucker
cheat so blatantly cheat.
It's a Munchkin Monopoly.
No, this is true story. My dad bought 2 Monopoly games, took all the money and stuffed it in his pocket.
Oh, dirty shyster! That's some shiesty shit.
And started. I caught him. I was the one who catch him. He started slipping money up on his pile.
Uh-huh.
I was like. And I called him out. Where'd you get that money? He was like, what?
What?
My stepmother, as we were setting up the board, she looked at everyone and went, okay, there are no spouses. There are no siblings. There's no everyone. She was the first one to start losing money. And she cozied up to my dad and was like, hey, sailor. And I went, hey, no.
I call shenanigans.
So much trash talk, so much cheating.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Epic.
That
and
is
I would
priceless.
Give anything to be part of that again.
That is priceless.
I told my dad, I was like, I'm going to send you the kind that has the debit card machine.
Uh-huh.
So you guys have to play honestly. He was like, where's the fun in that?
No, yeah, but he'll just have a second debit card. Just
yeah, he'll buy
his
it. And just... No, my dad is the worst kind of cheater, and he's not subtle about it.
No,
no one is subtle about their cheating, but it's the trash talk that makes it really funny. Because my dad and my sister-in-law,
yeah,
those two go at it, and it's like, who's going to rip out whose tongue first? I mean, this is fucking brutal.
Ah, Christmas ain't Christmas till somebody crying.
So, yeah, I went down to my brother's for Thanksgiving, and my dad and stepmom came down. It was right after they had my nephew.
Nice.
So it was the first time that I knew about this, and apparently my brother and his wife had gone 2 years previous.
Nice.
The previous 2 years they'd gone, and they got in on it, and they were just... And my sister-in-law had bought a brand new Monopoly game so no one could mess with it.
Nice.
Not knowing...
That they already had pre-existing
cheat
skills.
Dad had
brought
money from home. Like, packed it. No, we got...
This is what we call my savings account?
After the game was over and my sister-in-law won. Spectacularly won.
Nice.
Dad admitted that... Or, actually, Mom threw him under the bus.
Nice.
You know, he even brought money from home. And my sister-in-law was like, what? And my dad was like, I don't know what she's talking about. I think it's all the turkey... And then my sister-in-law counted, because it in the instructions
tells
you how much is in there. And it's like, no, you did, because this is way
more. This is a shit ton.
And she goes, I'm keeping this.
I'm confiscating this.
So, yeah, it was brutal. But,
That's priceless.
Like, I noticed that my dad kept slipping money on when he thought no one was looking.
Because
I would be looking at my wife and have my hands up, but I'd be glancing out the corner of my eye, and I'd see him like, did he just put money up there? Where did he have that money?
See, you should have been more slick about it. You pick it up to stack it and make it look nice and pretty and count
it
out.
It, yeah.
And as you do that, you just palm one in. It's like, okay, yeah, no, I got that.
But he
God.
Was putting, oh, hey, guys. Bryce says, sorry, I forgot it was Monday.
Boo! What a jerk.
That jerk.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I would love
see,
to
see November.
Today, but November's the month, man.
Telling you. That's what I'm saying.
We get food.
October's
we don't
the
have
best.
To get gifts.
November's the best. December is hell month. And fuck February.
Fuck February. Which I think we've had two episodes now where there's been some form of shit or fuck in the title.
Yes.
I don't think I can go 3 months.
Yes, you can. You can do it. Fuck February.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Maybe Bryce will remember it's Monday.
Here's fucking hoping.
And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.